This is Rumble in the Morning on FM 99.
And now it's time for Stupid News.
It's so stupid and awesome.
Where we ask the important questions.
Are some people too stupid to live?
Why are people so stupid?
Are you effing stupid?
Here's Rumble.
Yeah, Stupid News time at FM 99. Brought to you by the Funny Bone Comedy Club and Restaurant. Presenting J.B. Smoove.
In the building, baby.
Tonight and tomorrow night. What happened to the microphone?
I don't know.
I don't know either. J.B. Smoove at the Funny Bone. Funny Bone, Virginia Beach's Town Center. Log on to funnybone.com for more information. You all right?
I'm good, brother.
Okay, good. I'm back.
Good. You know what? I vanished for a minute there. I went away for a minute, bro.
I don't know what happened.
You know what I mean?
He's here. He's making his moves. Made his moves.
Baby.
All right. Item number one.
I love the music. I love this.
It's the Wallace.
Oh, man. Break your lady off or something like this.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
You ever break a lady off?
What's that?
You break a lady off to this.
Yeah. Absolutely.
You know? Break off.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. A 34-year-old man in England has been given a sentence of, let's see, 12 months community service, and he has to go to an alcohol treatment program after being caught making love to a motorcycle. Yeah. He was a 34-year-old guy was seen arguing with a group of homeless people before he punched, kicked, stamped, and then peed on a motorcycle that did not belong to him. It was at that point that he took his pants down and began performing a sexual act on top of the motorcycle, which also did not belong to him.
I cannot blame the motorcycle.
He is
for this
getting
one,
some
man.
Strange.
I can't blame. You know what? It's the companies, man. They're making these motorcycles too curvy and stylish,
sexy,
aerodynamic, and sexy.
Sexy. Mm-hmm.
They're too sexy, man.
Yep. Wanted it.
You know what I mean?
You know, the motorcycle wanted it.
He wanted it.
Asking for it.
Yep. He initially tried to deny it, but then they showed him the closed circuit video.
Oh, man. Everything's taped now.
Yeah. Yeah, especially over there in England.
Can't get away with nothing.
Yeah, they got a lot going on there.
Oh, man.
Whew. Anyway, he gets a 12 months community service and has to go to alcohol treatment.
Although I will say, though.
And he had to pay $700 to have the motorcycle clean.
Hey, yeah. I will say this much. Those Hurricanes and Ninjas are pretty sexy.
They are.
Oh, the bikes?
Sexy bike, man. Yeah.
Yeah, or an Italian bike like a Ducati or something. Yeah.
Small, man.
Oh, girl.
The motorcycle's pregnant. Mm-hmm. You can expect a 150cc bike in 9 months.
I'm going to show you about 2 cc's worth right now.
That is impressive, sir. My goodness.
Whoa!
How are you
look
get
out.
That thing wound back
look
up?
Out!
How many miles in the gallon? Boy, if I could do a gallon, we'd be here all day. That's item number one.
Item number two. A woman.
Change the pace a little bit.
A woman raised eyebrows by stripping off her clothes at a busy train station.
All right.
Wow.
Wow.
She got naked at the train station?
All aboard!
Yeah.
Police say they arrested the 43-year-old woman who was not identified after being accused of indecent exposure. According to the investigation, it unfolded on Saturday. The station became extremely hot as an outside temperature reached 85 degrees. That's like nothing
compared to here. That's really not. 85 degrees is nothing.
Man. Really?
Yeah.
A woman who was waiting for the train was wearing short-sleeved pink shirt and a long black pair of pants.
Yeah.
She began removing her clothes. Shocked commuters watched as a woman removed her shirt and pants, throwing the clothes onto the train tracks. She also removed her shoes.
You're from New York. You used to ride a train, right?
I've seen worse than that.
I was going to ask.
That's nothing.
That's where I'm going.
That's nothing. You kidding me? I need to go home, man.
Poser.
I need to go home. Come on, man. Really? Really?
Yeah.
Officers who arrived on the scene warned the woman to put her clothes back on. She refused to comply, saying she could not wear them because it was too hot, so she was arrested.
Oh, man. You've seen worse than the train in New York,
I've seen worse than that, brother. That's nothing.
Yeah.
I seen a guy sitting down eating a whole box of spaghetti, just eating just a takeout tray of spaghetti on the train.
Really?
Who does that?
No, I don't know, man.
Who eats open food on the subway, man? Spaghetti?
That's weird. Yeah.
Spaghetti?
Like sit-down food.
Come on, man. You don't open that tray. You don't open that box up on a train, man. And you're standing up? Come on, man.
Standing up.
Come on,
shoveling
man.
It. Shoveling it.
Subway.
You're right, man. It's not
respect
right.
Respect yourself.
All right, finally this. Give me an opinion here. There's a new item that has just been released to the market. It's supposed to help you be more productive at work. It's a helmet that you wear that blocks out all the distractions in your office. But it looks like it came right out of the movie Spaceballs. Look at the size of that helmet, dude.
I dig it.
Would you wear this? Would you wear this to work? Look at that. This head is tiny. He's got the head of a tick. He's got a little tick head in there.
It won't sell.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
Isn't that weird?
It's not going to do well.
Yeah. No. It's called the helm fond.
No, it won't do well. If they're going to do something like that, they gotta market that to guys who wife nags them or not. That's not a workplace.
Lockout.
That's not a workplace thing. I just got home. Leave me the hell alone. You know what I mean?
I need 5 minutes.
I need 5 minutes. Yeah. Can I get 5 minutes to myself for 5 minutes?
Please.
You know what I mean?
Oh. Yeah, a giant isolation helmet that uses special sound absorption features to completely block out any outside noise. He looks like Dark Helmet from Spaceballs.
Yeah, oh, man.
Yeah, it's
huge.
Giant.
That ain't good, man.
Yeah, there he is sitting at his desk. Here, look at that.
That looks dumb. Now, if you was on your couch with your remote in your hand, now I can see it working. It's looking perfect. You know what I'm saying?
God.
Your feet up.
The size of that
one
helmet,
hand,
dude.
One hand down in front of your pants.
Wow.
You're chilling, you know?
Yeah.
Socks on. Laying
that's
there,
you
know what I mean? Your kids are yelling at you, daddy, daddy, daddy.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Thanksgiving football's on.
All
you're
that.
Blocking all these people out.
Now you're marketing to the right. I don't understand.
See, you're a businessman. This is why you're successful.
You got to think. Yep. You don't think when you're making products like this.
Why you are successful. Breaking it down like that.
I should have my own Shark Tank show. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm good at that kind of stuff.
That's good stuff,
you
know? Man.
I'll give you good, some good sound advice.
Those three stories are true.
And stupid.
And that's why this is...
Stupid News.